My new thing on Tuesday afternoons is going to the movies. I like doing it. It's cheap. It's like $5 or something. I go to Dover.
That's pretty cool.
It is. And I get to see all the movies I want to see for $5, which is amazing to me because I also got water there yesterday, and that was $4.75.
Really? Yeah.
Like, now I know how all the kids thirsty in Africa feel.
Wow.
Can't afford it.
But $5, pretty good deal to go and see
any
movie.
It is. And I was super excited. I went to see The Jungle Book last week. Highly recommend The Jungle Book. Great movie.
Mm-hmm.
Just yesterday, I go to see the movie The Boss with Melissa McCarthy, where she plays some kind of Fortune 500 woman. She goes to jail, whatever. And I love Melissa McCarthy. I'm a huge fan of her in Bridesmaids. I liked her PG stuff on Mike and Molly. I like that show. I like The Heat with Sandra Bullock, one of the most underrated films. That movie is hilarious. And I just recently watched Spy, which I didn't have high hopes for, and actually turned out to be pretty funny. So when I see The Boss, and I'm like, it seems similar to Spy, where it would be obvious humor to me.
Jason Statham's in that one, isn't he? Spy.
Yeah, he is. It's again, you recommend that one. I would go check that one out. I go see The Boss clip of it if you haven't seen the movie.
A bed inside a sofa. That's neat.
Well, it's old, but it's comfortable, so.
Thank you, Claire.
Good night, Michelle.
Well, this is so bad.
And she gets thrown to the wall. And I laughed. I only laughed one time. I was in the movie theater with like 9 or 10 other people.
Mm-hmm.
It was to the point I wanted to walk out. The movie's only an hour and a half, and I kept moving around.
Okay.
I couldn't take it. I laughed at one part. It was the most inappropriate part. It was so, and I was the only one that laughed at it.
See, and I'm just not a fan of hers. And to be honest, like Tina Fey and all those, I don't like any of those. Amy Schumer, I think, is very funny and very talented. And there's just something about her.
And that's, to me, Amy Schumer, if you watched, have you seen the movie Bridesmaids?
Don't think so, no.
Okay, so you're not watching any good Melissa McCarthy movie. I don't know what you've seen her in that you wouldn't be a fan of her then if you haven't watched any of her.
I've seen bits and pieces of that Identity Theft that she was in.
I haven't seen that one.
I can't think of the other
Tammy.
Guy, isn't it? Yeah.
One wasn't that funny.
Yeah. And I don't like, and Mike and Molly, everyone said, oh, that show's great, you should check it out. And I gave it probably half a dozen episodes to kind of, and it's like, yeah, no, it just doesn't work for me.
What made it what I liked about it is that those two actually hated each other off the set because she blew up from Bridesmaids and he didn't, and he was mad.
Yeah.
So I liked that. I liked watching it because I knew the tension that was behind the scenes. I appreciated it more.
Uh-huh.
I'm telling you, watch Bridesmaids and watch The Heat with Sandra Bullock. Those are two great Melissa McCarthy movies. The Boss was hard. I wanted to walk out. If there were more people, I would have. I felt weird being like one. I was 1/10 of the audience. If I left, it would have went from double digits to single digits. I felt weird, but it's not a good movie at all.
Kind of uncomfortable.
I'm glad I only paid $5.
Yeah, wouldn't you be mad if you'd paid full price?
I would have been furious.
Uh-huh. And movie wise, I think it's going to be a good year for movies.
Mm.
Jason
Bourne's coming out.
That looks really good.
It does.
It is actually next Friday. The new edition of the Captain America is out, and that looks really good. And it's very dark, and it's that's took a different turn to what the other couple of movies are. Is it wrong of me to be excited for Finding Dory? Because it's a kid movie.
Yeah.
And Finding Nemo, I loved. I think that's one of Disney Pixar's, I think, one of their best movies, that one. Just the humor in it. And it's just something very funny about it.
I'm a huge fan of Pixar movies. I like, is Despicable Me a Pixar movie?
No.
Up is a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Monsters, Inc. is my jam for a long time.
So, but coming up, they're going to do Cars 3, which I was never part of that Cars thing.
No.
Toy Story 4, though, so I'm excited about that because the Toy Story ones are great.
Well, that's becoming Fast and Furious.
Yeah. Toy Story 10. And then they're actually, finally, after all these years, they're going to do The Incredibles 2 as well, which I think The Incredibles was probably 07, 08 maybe. So they've hung on to that for
a while. Is that the family that wear like these red suits?
Yeah, this like superhero kind of thing. And then they're doing a
Is there another movie with Sylvester called The Incredibles? With Sylvester Stallone?
That's The Expendables.
Oh.
It's close enough. It is a whole bunch of cartoon characters, so it is kind of the same kind of thing.
Clown.
And they're doing Pirates of the Caribbean 5 as well. And I watched the first one over the weekend just because it was just on TV and stuff. And it's just, they are actually pretty good movies then.